U.S. President Barack Obama has repeated Washington's accusations against Iran during a meeting with his Persian Gulf allies.
Even with the nuclear deal, we recognized collectively that we continue to have serious concerns about Iranian behavior. Our nation's committed to continuing to interdict illegal Iranian arms shipments in the region, impose costs on Iran for its ballistic missile program, and oppose Iran's destabilizing activities in the region. His Majesty
and all of Obama stressed Washington's commitment to helping its Persian Gulf allies build up what he called the capacity to defend themselves. The U.S. president made the comments at the close of his meeting in the Saudi capital with the six-nation Persian Gulf Cooperation Council. In a press briefing after the meeting, Obama acknowledged tactical differences between the U.S. and GCC with respect to Iran. He said Iran should be held accountable if it breaks international law, but there is a need to also be able to have dialogue with Tehran to de-escalate tensions. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Mark Glenn, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Idaho. Mr. Glenn, how do you feel about Obama's statements?
Well, despite the fact that I, am laughing a little bit, it's really not a laughing matter, because lots of people are dying in horrible ways because of the policies that are the root of Obama's statement here. Now, his alleging that Iran is somehow destabilizing the region, we have to pass this through a filter, a truth filter of sorts, and decode what it is that he's really saying, which is that Iran, through her military and her diplomatic and intelligence apparatus, that she is fighting and defeating these terrorists, of course, alongside the Syrians and the Russians, that Obama and the Saudis and the Israelis and the rest of the Western nations who are involved in this bloody business have funded and trained and armed. And so the destabilization that he's talking about, what he's actually talking about, is Iran's stabilizing influence in the region that is rounding up these horrible dogs and giving them the justice that they deserve and giving the people of Syria and Iraq the peace of mind and the quiet that they deserve.
To be fair to Obama, though, Mr. Glenn, he did try to balance this out, didn't he, by saying that there are tactical differences between the U.S. and GCC over Iran, and he also said that there should be dialogue with Iran to de-escalate tensions. How do you feel about that?
Yes, but these are just words. This is just theatrics that comes out of Washington on a regular basis in order to keep people confused and on an uneven footing. He says that there are tactical differences, but let's face it. Obama and the Saudi royal family have been in bed together, as well as these other Gulf Cooperation Council states, in causing all the murder and mayhem that has taken place in Syria and Iraq. So whatever tactical differences there may be between the two, it certainly does not represent itself on these killing fields where all of these innocent people in Syria and Iraq are being butchered mercilessly. And so, again, I would just chalk this up to typical Washingtonian and Zionist theatrics and wordplay.
So then if we look at the gist of this trip of his to Riyadh, Mr. Glenn, many people said that obviously these Persian Gulf Arab dictatorships were very unhappy when this nuclear deal even occurred. So do you think that Obama's done enough to make them happy again?
Well, he's certainly given them plenty of money, plenty of political protection. You know, he's the one right now who is standing firmly against any kind of legal measures that may exist on the part of the American people who lost relatives on 9/11, and the disgust, at least, Saudi role in this. But at the same time, whatever help he may have given them, the fact of the matter is that the Saudis and the other Sunni states in the region, they are worried about Iran, not necessarily because Iran is Shia, but rather because Iran is, as I said before, a force of stabilization in the region. And they fear that that the revolution of 1979 that liberated Iran from the clutches of a Western-backed dictator, that this revolution is going to spread to the Arabian Peninsula. And then all of these the tyrants are going to be forced to flee in the same way that the Shah of Iran was forced to flee.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But as always, Mr. Glenn, we of course appreciate your insights.